Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Soul Matrix Show. I'm Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. So I am so grateful to be here today because so many things have shifted and changed through the course of the last couple of months. A lot of people are starting to understand how important it is we learned how to do the healing work for ourselves. So as we navigate forward and we go through this awakening process and ascension process, part of what happens is we want to stop taking medication. We want to stop that cycle that we've relied on or depended on, you know, and not to say that the whole pharmaceutical company is bad, but at what point do we start to just take the lead, right? So I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard like Tylenol went on shortages and the shelves are bare. And, you know, a lot of the things they don't want to tell you is that they were sued. And part of that is about understanding in the ascension process, it's about what can you let go of and what do you need to keep? And for me, being able to go through that journey for myself alone, when I was pregnant with both my children, I would eat Tylenol like it was candy, because it was the only thing that would relieve my migraines. The other thing that would happen is when I went through my awakening process, I had vertigo really, really bad. And for me, I was living on Motrin and ear drops and nose spray, just anything to relieve the pressure of that spinning. And for me, learning that I didn't need to rely on those things after I went through that process really, really, truly helped me. And what happened was, as I went through that process, I literally don't have any medication in my house. So if any of my children are unwell, the first thing that we do is tap in and use the healing gifts that we have. And if you don't have any, that's okay, because inside of every single one of us is that ability to do the healing work, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, all of those things are always within you. And, you know, for some people, they've just been granted that access to be able to hone it in and pull it up and just use it, right? We can feel it. It's tangible in our hands. For some of us, we are not privy to any of that because we are just awakening into this journey. And that was myself. I was guided to take a Reiki class and all of a sudden, you know, I stepped in and saw guides and, you know, was able to just step in and do healing work. And it was a huge remembering process for myself. I had never done anything like that in my entire life. So when I stepped in and I'm like, oh, I already know how to do this, it was kind of like a lot of the things started to click into place for me. And so when I took quantum, for me, that was like the next step to the next level because it was tangible, it was easier, it was faster. And then things started to open up for me that allowed me to expand really quickly into what I could do. That process still has not stopped yet, right? I'm always learning with my guides how to do different things, how to bring forward different energies, and how to work with everything in the quantum field. Now, we've talked about this before when Jessica was on the show, and that the quantum field is everything and it's now. So I just want to talk a little bit about the quantum course that I teach, just to put a little bit of perspective in it. It's easy, it's fast, it's 3 hours, it's easy to learn, it's easy for you to have that tangible touch energy, to be able to feel it, sense it, know it in your hands, but then to be able to go into a class where you actually get to experience it working on somebody else to get that instant confirmation is right there. It's tangible and it shows you. But what else it does as well is it allows you to feel. And I think for a lot of people, it's wanting to feel that tangible energy, right? So I saw this the other day and I just sat there and I went, okay, that's good. If you're creating friction, a lot of people will bring up like quantum physics, right? A lot of people don't like that you can debunk any of that or have it intertwined with energy. So if I create friction, right, you can feel the heat that comes off your hands, right? And you can feel the vibration of you rubbing. So the thing with quantum energy is it just materializes and then you can feel the energy. I don't even have to move my hands and I can still feel it in my hands. It's a tangible energy, right? And so when students come in and they learn this, they learn to feel that tangible. Some people have different ways that they already sense and know energy, and this just gives them that next layer. And being able to incorporate it into what you need into your practice and your business, but most of all, the healing stuff for you and your family is the most important thing. And that's why these tools that come forward during the class allows you to understand that energy. The other thing that's in this class too is being able to understand shadow work. Now, a lot of people talk about shadow work as though it's really important in this journey. And if you do shamanic journeying, that would be the underworld. These things are not meant to be scary to scare us. They're just meant to be brought to the surface so that we can move them out. And the more we can move this stuff out, because it's tangible, we've lived through it already, we've done it already. But to be able to bring it up and move it out super, super quickly allows us not having to stay in that shadow work over and over and over again, right? We have to be able to move past that to come into a higher vibrational being now, right? People talk about that highest version of yourself. Well, you already are always that, right? You can set these goals that says, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. You still are that version of yourself in this now moment, right? So that's not going to change, right? Even if you're having a poopy day or somebody hurt your feelings, that's the highest version of yourself in that moment. Can that shift and change in an instant? Absolutely. It's no different than the fluctuations of your aura. Your aura can change every 10 seconds, and so can your vibration. So in this quantum energy, it allows you to understand the tangible and then understand how you can do the healing work for yourself and others, because they will give you the confirmation back as to how they feel, how it resonates, and how the energy is shifted and moving through them. Now, I've talked about this in previous, and I'm just going to share a few things that have surfaced since I last saw you guys with this quantum healing. So this is about a little dog who needed eye surgery because he had a cornea. And the cornea was all white. So what they do is they go in and do surgery and they remove that, right? So, you know, I didn't bypass the owner, but I just asked the dog through my ability to communicate and said, do you want the healing? This dog is like, yeah, I want the healing. I don't want to go through surgery. So I did the healing on the dog. And I can honestly tell you, it was like 10 seconds of quantum healing. The dog did not need surgery the following week. So understanding the quantum energy in the quantum field, which is now, there is no time and space, right? There is no time and space where we are either. But the quantum field allows us to do this and play and move and shift. So when we do healing on people, animals, plants, trees, whatever it is, that same thing is happening. This ability to move and expand and shift energy in and out of no time and space and have it done now, right? So when we step in with full unconditional love and learning to surrender into here, I'm just going to do this. Whatever needs to happen is what's going to happen, right? That's the shift in the quantum field. It's not you, it's them. We're just giving them what they need, right? So in this new quantum healing that I'm doing, not only are people seeing results, but they're also stepping in to understand how they show up for themselves in this course and then after. And more people are getting really excited because it's easy. People are done with hard things. They don't want to take all day to do something. And that's where I love this as well, because I don't think that healing should have to take forever and a day. I think it should be fast. I think the faster we can do it with precision and accuracy and trust and surrender, I think you will start to see that outcome for more and more people who are in ascension, who are stepping forward to be practitioners and wanting to do the quantum healing. Now, when you step in and start doing this healing work, it's okay to let other things go and then bring them back in. I do always recommend to my students, like, let this go for a second. Just focus on this. How does it feel? How does it resonate? What does it look like? And then add in your old gifts. So if you want to combine, you know, the quantum with the Reiki, feel free to do so. I know a lot of people who take the quantum and leave the Reiki, as I did. And that's totally your choice. But I want to share another thing with you as well. And that is understanding where you connect into the other person and the outcome is still upon them, not you. So a lot of people who become healers and, you know, want to help people, they sit in this energy that says, okay, I'm giving this to you. And therefore, if you don't get better, I feel bad. So a lot of this has to do with, I'm going to give you the healing and I'm going to just let you navigate what that needs to be for you, because you're the one who's going to experience that shift. The other part of it is too, is when we receive healing or give healing, there is a component of being able to integrate the healing, right? If I'm giving you healing, you need to integrate those changes. But the more you say this doesn't work, the more you put a time and space on it, the longer it takes your clients to shift. So it's about truly stepping out of that, no matter what healing modality you do. Because I want to share this. I have a new guide that's come in, and we're going to work with her today, as well as the quantum energy for you guys, so that you guys can experience her energy as well. And I did a live last week where it was, I went on with my intention to do quantum, and she came right in and she opened up this huge portal of energy for everyone to receive. And on that call, we did healing for thyroid and throat. And I had a young lady message me right after, it was the next day. And after I watched your video, that stopped. She goes, I haven't had an issue since. So understanding how energy plays a role in your life, no matter what it is. So this is energy. This crystal is energy. This is energy. And if you understand that component of what the energy is, we can truly heal anything, right? It's working with the energy inside of yourself, but also the energy of the other person, right? To allow them to feel that connection of the shift in the now moment. Doesn't matter where the healing comes from. If your intention is to help people and surrender in that unconditional love, it's always going to have the outcome that it needs to. The other part of the healing process that happens is what the other person needs to receive. So if somebody is stubborn and they're all this and that and the other thing, that doesn't mean they still can't receive the whole healing. It's part of it happens when someone says, oh, this doesn't work, or it's not working for me. Or sometimes healers will say, you know, I can do healing on everybody else, but then they can't do it on themselves. So this is where our words create the spells of what's actually transpiring in your healing business, in your healing practice within yourself, right? You will create that disconnect between the healing for yourself. So in manifestation, there's a thing that we go into that says the physical lie becomes the spiritual truth. Now, there's two aspects of that. If I have to lie to somebody else, that's still just a lie. That's not your physical lie to the spiritual truth. That's the one that comes within for yourself only. Because if you lie outward, then that's still just a lie. There is no spiritual truth to that. So by manifesting into yourself that I'm creating this that says I'm the world's best healer, and all of my cases are 100% solved, they always have the best possible highest outcome of 100%. Now that is my manifestation up to here. Physical lie, spiritual truth. I might not be there yet. But eventually, because my words create the spell and I'm telling the universe what I want, no different than ordering from a catalog, I'm telling the universe what I want. I want to achieve this. I want my courses to be the best courses on the planet and everybody wants to take them. Thank you. So as we go to break, I want you to think of this. What is your physical lie to the spiritual truth? What is something that you want to manifest into that has to do with your healing? And it could be just as simple as I heal myself every time, because in some aspects, you have to believe that it works for yourself. You have to know and trust that it works for you just as much as somebody else. So let's take a break. You guys think about that. And we're going to come back and we're going to work with some quantum energy and give you guys a little bit of healing, let you experience the quantum, and also let you experience this new energy from my guide. So stay with me and I'll see you guys shortly. Hello, welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins and you are here on the Soul Matrix Show. So let's do a little bit of healing for you guys on your physical bodies that has to do with the quantum healing. And then we'll bring in my guide in the next segment so that you guys can experience what her stuff is all about. So I'm just going to start doing just some body healing. I'm going to start up in the shoulders because I feel like everyone holds so much stress in their shoulders, and then we'll go into the lower back. So just sit back, relax, you know, just accept, or, you know, you can say it out loud or in your head that I accept this healing. If you don't want it, you don't have to, that's okay. But sometimes the easiest way is just to experience it and say, okay, I like this or I don't. And here's the outcome. Oh, that feels good. So then you become the one who gets to feel that shift in your own self. So I'm just going to tap in and I'm just going to bring this into your shoulders. A few of you that are watching this, I feel like you've got some neck stuff going on as well. And people will often ask me, like, is this okay if I watch this on the replay? Is it going to do the same thing? It will do absolutely the same thing that it is doing here and now. So you will get to feel it, whether you do the replay over and over again, or, you know, into this. And if you're looking for more of this stuff too, there's lots on my, my YouTube channel as well. So if you're interested in watching some of my past healings from this show, definitely you can go on to Serafina Zia Asana, and you'll see that on the YouTube channel as well. So just bring this in. I'm just going to get you guys to breathe into your gut and just relax your shoulders. Take that breath down into your gut. Just allowing it to shift off the chest, letting go of that pressure you put on yourself to be the perfect parent, to be the perfect mom or dad, be in the perfect relationship. Let yourself off the hook, let go of the pressure. And maybe just go through, what do I feel while she's doing this? And if you say you don't feel anything, that's okay. Again, that's your integration period. That's how long it takes you to figure out how and what's changed. And sometimes people are not instantaneous, and that's okay. But it does shift and change everything in everyone. And it could be the subtlest way. And for some people, it could be like the most monumental energy they've ever felt, right? So everyone is different in which they receive and which they give. So I'm actually going to come into the artery that comes down the side of your neck into here. Because like there's a lot of inflammation around that. So I'm just going to bring in some healing for that. Just do a big, deep release into that bloodstream. There you go. It's going to bring this into the lower back. Just allow it to release that tension. So I'm going to do a little bit of a fun exercise. I actually did this on a lady at my post office and then two other girls that were standing there, and they got a kick out of it and they could feel the energy shift. So all I want you to do is I want you just to imagine your hand sticking out like this. Okay. And it's going to come right between my hands, and you might feel the energy. You might not. That's okay. But we're just going to tap in, and we're just going to start to move and shift some energy that's coming through your palm, right? We can look at the palm as part of our heartbeat because it comes and draws blood up and down. So I'm just going to move and shift some energy out of there. And maybe you just see if you can feel it. What does it feel like to have that palm shift some energy for your body? I could feel some of you guys right on the left side, nice and low into like the bladder and your kidney. There's a lot of tension showing up in there. So we're going to shift that as well. Just allow that energy to shift you. There you go. And if you're yawning or burping, this is all just a release process that happens as you let go of that stagnant energy. So I can feel that loosening up there on the left side, in the lower abdomen, down around into the back. Looks like you're holding on to some frustration with another family member. And then this up in the back trap muscle here on the right side just kicked in as soon as I said that. So you're holding tension. So the body wants to pull it and push it. So let's just release that. So it feels like a little bit of dizziness coming in. So that's a release for right now because it's shifting after I'm done the healing. I go into asking yourself, how does your body feel now? How does that feel to have yourself go through this shifting process and the healing process? I can feel the energy heating up now. I'm going to come back into this heart space now. Just allow you to experience that healing up in there. Maybe just let go of anything that's not serving you right now. Maybe not thinking about a certain person or what you need to make for dinner. Maybe it's just a release of that. There you go. I'm just going to bring in a little bit of light language. I'm just going to bring some energy through the entire body system. Through your crown, all the way down into your root chakra. So crown to root, your tailbone is your root chakra. This is your crown. So everything in between. We're just going to bring in lots of energy and just allow it to shift through your whole body. Relaxing into it, breathe deep into your gut. There, so I can feel your body relaxing down now. There you go. So just touch base with your body right now. How does your body feel? Compared to when we started this, how does your body feel now? Just allow yourself to tap into that for a second. Does it feel better? Does it feel like it's shifted? Do you have less tension in your shoulders? How does that feel in your body to have that shifted? Or you can just take a note that this is the places that she worked on. And then here's how it felt a couple days later. So just even taking a reference right now. Just going to bring energy into your chakras just to open up those transmission centers just for the next segment so that you can experience that other healing. So we'll just open them up so you can feel that. There you go. So starting to shift into the gut now as well. You can feel that change and that shift within the bladder and the kidneys. Everything is starting to function as it should together, as opposed to apart. You just allow your body to relax deeper into it. I'm just going to release some grief that you guys are holding, not only in your chest, but in your throat as well. So we're just going to release that for you guys. That feels much, much better. How are you guys feeling? How does that feel inside of your body to have it shifting, or how does it feel for it to be loosening up? Feels much better. And make sure you guys drink lots of water as well. So, you know, sometimes we go through this process. It can dehydrate you a little bit, but it can actually make you thirsty. So if you need to have some water, you can. I'm going to give you a little bit of grounding stuff just before we break for commercial. So you can, if you feel like you have too much energy in your body, you can just say, I command myself to ground anything that I don't need or that's not mine. Please take back to Mother Earth. And that will just allow the extra energy in your body to be released, and you'll just hold what you can. And that way it brings your body back into like a balanced state. There you go. All right. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to bring in and introduce my new guide to you guys so that you guys can experience this interdimensional healing that is literally changing lives. Same with quantum. It's all changing lives. So I want you guys to experience it though, and be able to come through this as an experience. So stay tuned, and I'll see you guys back here very shortly. Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins, and this is the Soul Matrix Show. So I want you guys to know where you can find all of this stuff, and you can start diving in for yourself only if it resonates. I mean, don't take something that you feel like you're not going to, you know, utilize, but I know there is a huge boom right now for this stuff. I've literally had 42 people in my last two classes, and I have three that are on the books right now that are almost all sold out. So that just goes to show you that people are ready to step in. So what I want to do is I want to give you some dates. So I have three classes coming up. One is actually this weekend. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is on my website. Underneath the calendar section, there's an individual button for everything. There is a payment plan. You just have to go into the tab that says courses and into Quantum One. The class is $300, 3 hours with me. You get certified. You can do this right after you're done, pretty much. And it will take you into that first step. There is four levels to Quantum. So you choose which ones you want to. I would prefer you go 1, 2, 3, 4. But if you can prove to me you understand the curriculum, then you can, we can talk about you going into the next level. Most people just go 1, 2, 3, 4, because then they're not missing anything that's valuable. These classes that are coming up are jam packed full. You get, you know, you get keys, you get portal keys, you get understanding of how to heal your own physical body with this energy healing, but how to work on other people, how to work on your house pets, how to work on farm animals, how to use it in your home. You got plants that are unwell. You can help make your plants well. You know, when we just getting started here in Canada, getting ready to get our seeds ready to sow for the spring, you can start that process right now just by placing your hands in your soil, holding your seeds in your hands with all of this energy, and your crops will be abundant. There's so many different ways that we can use this energy on your food, in your water. I personally have water codes, and these are all quantum. These are water codes that you can stick your water on, and you can benefit from the healing energy of this quantum energy, right? It's all the same thing. So, you know, being able to infuse your water with all this stuff is absolutely amazing. We have water plates that do it for us as well. But we can step in and do this all by ourselves. You can take your water and you can physically hold it and add what you need into that for your day. And you will feel the difference. You will feel the actual difference in your body system. So these classes, if you want to join in, feel free to go in and do that. If you're like, okay, well, I don't want to do a Zoom call. I don't want to be in a big class. I want to just take it at my own leisurely pace. In my academy, so the PureRadiantSoulAcademy.com, there is my old quantum class, my new quantum class, and the bonus is in there, and it's $400. So you get both quantum. So, I mean, you've got like, there's over 8 keys now. So you'll get both of those, plus you will get the bonus of the shadow work. And for me, that's really important. I came up with this system with my guys to be able to give it to you super, super simple so that we don't have to spend forever and a day doing the shadow work. And it works amazing. I do it on lives. I do it on clients. It is so helpful. So that is a bonus gift to you. You also get a bonus of fusion Reiki. You also get a bonus of quantum jumping, how to manifest with water. You also get the bonus that is not mine. It's just given as a bonus, the quantum healing codes. There's thousands, there's like 80 some odd pages of codes that you can try out that you can use in your water. You can use it on your body systems. You can use it on your clients. These are all bonuses for you for free, just for coming into the class. So if you're ready and you're truly set about changing your life, I can honestly say this is how I started changing my life. Between Akashic and this, my life has never been more abundant. Not just on the aspect of physical healing, right? So yes, I can go into my phase. I had hypoallergenics since I was 6 years old. It's gone. My kids were both born with it. Gone. Neither one of them have it anymore. So being able to step in and start taking that lead on your own life is heaven sent. We are all meant to be able to heal ourselves, whether it's this course, that course, the other course, it's whatever resonates with you. But don't hold yourself back just because you're like, oh, well, I don't know about this. And I already have all these modalities. I literally just had a girl tell me she just got a Reiki master and she's taking quantum. So it doesn't really matter what modalities you have. It's stepping in and using what resonates with you. And if it doesn't resonate with you, it's okay. If you need a payment plan, all you have to do is go to my website. There is a payment plan of $150. It's there for the taking. You just have to state which class you want to take. There will be more in the future. I'm just working out my schedule right now to be able to provide that for you. I also have level 2 and level 3 and level 4 coming out this year. I'm trying to make it so that everyone can jump into the levels and be able to complete everything. In level 4, you actually get the process to attune people to be able to share this with them. So you can start your own attunements with your own students so that this becomes yours. But I would rather you come through all the levels to be able to take that. But there is no limitations with quantum. And I want to stress this huge because I know what it's like to pop pills. I know what it's like to have all those things in your, you know, cupboard. You open it up and it's like, which one am I going to take today? I know what that's like, but I also know what it feels like to take none of them and just to rely on these gifts that are ours. We were born with them, whether they come in as a modality or they come in as something you remember from the day you're born. I did not remember mine from the day I was born. Things make sense now, but I didn't have that when I was growing up. I didn't have someone to show me and walk me through it, whereas now my children do. Like my daughter is 11 years old and she is quantum level 1. And she is Reiki level 1. I can tell you without a doubt, she uses the quantum more than she does the Reiki. But it's about allowing your children to express this. If you want your kids to jump in and take this, feel free. I've attuned many, many children. It's time for us to show them that it's okay to use these gifts. My daughters use her gifts on the playground at school when someone is hurt, right? Her friends are old enough now to understand that this is energy healing. And they've felt that same thing that I shared with you guys today, where the hand goes in between. They're feeling it. They're wanting more. They're curious about it. Allow your kids to be curious, right? It's allowing us to step forward and sharing this with our kids so that they can help the next generation too, right? If we don't ever teach our kids how to do this, where are they going to learn it from, right? Not enough people want to step in. So now is the time. If I can have 0 medication in my house, maybe it's time that you guys can too. And it's trusting that you can do it for you. Trusting that you can do it for you is huge. That is a huge accomplishment. So I'm going to give you all that information again, just in case you're ready. Again, online school, pureradiantsoulacademy.com. Level 1 of both old and new quantums is in there with the bonuses, plus the bonus shadow work. So that is all yours. You can take it as many times as you want in the library. You can watch it as many times in the library as you want. It's yours as long as Kijiji is there. You can come into a Zoom class. All of that stuff is in my library, pureradiantsoul.com. It's in the calendar and it's in the Quantum One. So if you click on the courses tab, it'll drop down. You click on Quantum One. It will give you the exact same information. Feel free to jump in. Quantum level 2 and 3 and 4 will be this year as well. You feel free to go check out all the other courses I have because there's so many things there. And you don't have to wait. Like if you can go into the library and take it, feel free to do so. It's all at your disposal. Everything is still reasonably priced so that everyone can afford it. You know, there's payment plans. You just have to ask. I have no problem creating payment plans as long as they're within reason. So really think about this for yourself. Are you ready to take that leap of faith that says, I'm ready to step in, not only to heal myself, but my family, but then to help others, right? We're coming into that time in this ascension where it's about raising up, becoming communities together, right? We don't need to rely on one person to heal the village. Everyone's going to do that anyways. Everyone's going to do it in a different way, right? And that's what I love about quantum is there's no rules. I'm just giving you the information. After that, it's up to you what you want to do with it, right? It's up to you. And that's where it becomes this remembering of playing in the quantum field and learning and understanding what this energy does. And you guys are ready to step in and you guys are ready to do it for yourselves. I know you are. You just need that little flick of remembering and I'm going to help you do it. So if you're ready, dive in with me this weekend. If there's spots left, feel free to grab them. I know there's a couple of spots left for the 26th at 10 a.m. There's a few classes or a few spots left, and April 15th at 4 p.m. There's a few spots left in there this weekend. I'm not 100% sure. It has gone literally gangbusters. Everybody wants to take it. So feel free to jump in if this feels right for you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful day. And I hope you guys have an amazing week ahead. And I will see you guys on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.